You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor, here on a good-looking Friday morning. 33 in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Forecast partly sunny, a high of 53. So great having Lori Hayes on today with the Flat Broke Blues Band.
Well, she's
great.
Talented.
Oh, man. And she's just, you know, like I said, she was a grinder. Played for Shots. You ever play for Shots, Dennis?
I've played for less.
Played for less.
You know,
played
what?
Played for a tapper. But they're awesome. And any local establishments that want to get a great jazz band coming down, please let us know. We'll hook you up with that. Now, this band that we've got coming on right now, we really enjoy them. I remember when we first heard the whole story of how you guys came together. But we had a little bit of a argument this morning about your name. Is it 7,000 kilometers or miles or steps?
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to say that in one of the breaks, he said 7,000 feet.
Okay. So. It could be. It is kilometers. Yeah, it is kilometers. Okay. So I don't know who won money in that. Did you bet on it?
How many kilometers are there in a mile?
1.6.
Ah, I was thinking, okay, that just took away my joke, because I was going to think like, hey, Mark, I just, nobody knows.
You
played George Washington.
You're talking to a sweet here, Frank.
Nobody knows.
It's the ultimate mystery for people.
Nobody in America knows anyway.
As a sweet, I had to learn those things coming here. It's the same with like Fahrenheit and Celsius and stuff. I need to know the conversion rate.
But just tell the listeners that's a cool story.
Yeah
it's an awesome story.
Foreign exchange students.
And by the way, they've been in the studio with us before.
They have.
It's great to see you again.
It's
right.
So good to see you.
This place is so much better for you, by the
right.
way.
Right. But just quickly, that's a love story.
We'll do a short version. So my name is Amelie. I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden. I came to the U.S. as an exchange student when I was 17, ended up at Preble High School. That's mm-hmm. where I met John.
We met in music theory class, and we just became really good friends over music. Then we became more than friends, ended up dating. We ended up being long distance for 3 years, and got married in Sweden. And then we moved to the U.S. for 6 years, where we were pursuing doing music. And after a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, we are now full-time with music. And there's still blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, 100%. There's always
so
that.
Where did the 7,000?
So that was so we started the band while we were long distance. And it was 7,011 kilometers between my bedroom and John's dorm room at college where he was at. It's
so like, you moved to the kitchen.
Exactly.
So 7,000 apart. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So meeting in the middle is not exactly a possibility at that point. Be somewhere in the Marianas Trench or something,
Dennis,
right?
Dennis, how do you create a band from 7,000 kilometers away?
It's you don't.
We did.
Yeah, you don't, but they did. That's what love can do.
It's via the magic
of
love.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So welcome back.
That's so awesome.
Thanks.
So if somebody asks, where are you guys from? What would you say?
We say that we have two hometowns. We have Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we have Stockholm, Sweden. Because we've lived in Sweden for the last 2 years, even though we've been back often enough that people don't realize that we're gone. Because we come back for so many shows here, which is amazing. So I would say we very much live in both places. But
you're going back.
Yeah, we're going back on Monday.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, I know. And then we'll be back all summer for tour.
Okay, well, you could settle something. We did have kind of a bet. We're not a bet. We're a discussion really early this morning. Mm-hmm. We're talking about other languages, how so many other languages just sound so much cooler. Like, your accent sounds so cool.
Thank you.
We had a discussion, and Todd, I don't know what we came upon as an answer, but when somebody from Sweden hears an American talk, do they think to themselves, wow, what a great accent. What a great dialect. The way we do when you talk.
I mean, it depends where. I mean, I would say like a southern drawl is pretty cool. Okay. You know?
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
No. Just like plain American. Yeah. I don't
know. We're Midwest, northern Midwest.
The thing is, it's not that exotic.
Dennis,
to us.
She's dancing around this.
No, but I'm saying like.
And wonderfully, I might add.
It's on TV though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's,
it sounds good while she's insulting us.
People are like, you're really
I've never had insults sound so beautiful.
They're so insulting. They're outsulting.
I'm just saying exactly. It's not exotic because we hear it on TV all the time. There's American on TV all the time. So it's not a new thing for us, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
It's a roundabout way of saying no.
I mean, I did marry an American, okay?
All right, fine.
He got that going for you, but which
hey,
is nice.
But I've noticed he doesn't say much.
They think I sound cool, and people in the U.S. think I'm from Sweden because I don't talk a whole lot. So.
You give that
you're
vibe.
Like, you're
it's
like
a good
the two
thing,
guys
man.
On ABBA. Yeah, they never spoke.
Exactly.
But brother, there's bliss in that.
Yeah. Smart. Then you don't see the wrong
trouble.
Thing.
Right.
So you're in the middle of working on your new album.
Yes.
And you're working it with a Kickstarter program. Uh-huh. Talk to us about, first of all, the motivation for the next album, which is I'm so excited about.
Thank you.
I love everything you do.
Thank you.
And that's
thank
no you. No doubt. I mean, and but you're doing it, taking an approach to it where you're looking for help to get it put together because mm-hmm. it takes a lot of money, time.
Yeah.
A lot of time, a lot of effort, blood, sweat, tears, and 7,000 kilometers apart to put this exactly. thing together. Talk to us about this process of this whole new album and the Kickstarter program.
Yeah, so we've decided to call the album "Why Do We Do What We Do," which
Oh my God, Kid Rock's outside. Sorry about
that's
that.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Squirrel,
yeah. I like it. So
that kind of did look like Kid Rock and the things. I'm not even. I thought you're just kidding. It's like, yeah, that kind of does.
I was born free. Anywho.
How about you take over,
I'm
John?
So, I'm
feel
so
like
impressed with how awake you guys are.
Hey, you know some of that video was shot.
Like, we
some of that video was
ago.
Shot in the UP. The Born Free video was shot in the UP.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely not used to being awake this time.
No,
so
this is
I'm so impressed with you guys.
You have so much energy. I'm so it's very impressive.
I'm just excited to see you, honestly.
See you too.
Yeah, we're so excited to see you.
So what's like the gigs friends, like? Yeah. Where are you guys going these days?
Okay,
it's
can we talk about
things.
The album first?
Yes.
Can what we album? Finish our
what,
thought?
You got an album? No, I know you got an album.
Many squirrels.
Number one in Sweden.
Yeah, but we're working on a Kickstarter to fund the album. We don't have a record label, which means we are 100% dependent on our fans here in Wisconsin and in Sweden. It's pretty stressful in comparison to being signed in some ways, but then
maybe
I've
not.
Also heard maybe it isn't. You know? So
you have the freedom, though, but
you
it's all your
we
work.
Can do exactly what we want, which feels really great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're calling this album Why Do We Do What We Do, which is something I feel like we all question. Whether you're a musician or not, like you
so
kind of,
especially
when you're growing up. I mean, we're not like the 20-year-old bright-eyed kids anymore.
Just 21.
Yeah, we're just 21 now. And so we're like, we've learned from life and we're like, we need to question, why are we doing what we're doing? Should we, you know, go back to school and get a real job, quotation marks? And we realized that no. We love what we do. This is what we're supposed to do, and we're not going to stop until someone really like until we really have to. And so for now, we do music and we love it, and we know why we do it, and that's why we're making a third album, and that's why we're running a Kickstarter campaign to fund it because it is expensive and. Yeah.
And to get the attention of the record companies, it has to be quality, and that's where the money comes in. To be frank, let's be fair, and you deserve every break you can get. You know, you really
thank
do. You should have been signed years ago. Before COVID kicked in.
And if you don't
you know?
Believe us, people, you're going to hear them right now.
Yeah.
Talk to us. What's it? What are you going to play?
We're going to play our first single from the album. It's called Soul and Soma Scars.
Hopefully he doesn't stab you with it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's happened before.
It's a capo for
those
keeping score
on
Facebook
right.
Live.
I'm always on his right because otherwise, you know, the guitar just gets... Yeah, but it's fine. Yeah, we're going to play Soul and Soma Scars. It's one of my favorites. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and so my scars. Life's not how I thought it would be. The fairy tales I've seen, my faded childhood dreams. Might not ever get my break. Not sure that I have got what it takes. I made my share of mistakes. I'm fine being alive. Glad I got to
survive. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and so my scars. I made peace with inside wars, broken glass around my heart. On the other side of ravines, the days can only seem uniquely ordinary. Highlights, they involve the sunlight, smell of coffee invites time alone with them. But I get to survive. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and so my scars. I made peace with inside wars, broken glass around my heart. The ache of time is not a bull, ignoring it, fading is my highest fear. Millions of roads to impossible, thousands of different lifetimes that got me
That's how you ended a song. Well done.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's how you resolve a song. Wow.
Just got a text here. Rosie and I did their cake and cupcakes for their U.S. wedding reception. Such a sweet and talented couple. Vintage Rose.
Oh, that was the prettiest cake. It was like
aren't they awesome, that place?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, I remember that so vividly. Yeah, it was really cute. So we got married. We did the ceremony, and then we did a reception in Sweden. And then we when we moved here, we did a proper reception here. So I got to wear my wedding dress twice. So
nice.
I got my money's worth.
Yeah, it was great. We got to have family and friends in both places, which was amazing. So
cool.
Yeah.
Although, I'll be honest with you. If I heard you're getting married in Sweden, and I would go to Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a cool place to go.
You're welcome next time.
Yeah, you're welcome next time we get remarried.
Yeah. Get your passport, buddy. Let's go.
Let's go. Wow.
The 25th.
Todd, do you approve mileage for that?
I know we're going to set it to a break, but that voice and that singing, you two together. I mean, no BS. Dennis?
The best.
No, you're
fantastic.
The world is their oyster.
I guess. I'm
honest.
So, okay, we come back. We're going to start a little bit more about promoting your album.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Sounds great.
And let everybody know where they can find you.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. We're here, folks, with a wonderfully talented duo, 7,000 Apart. Back after this.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
Hey, welcome back. Bonner the Mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. It's part of our Heights Pub and Parlor music series. And I'll tell you what, we talk about this being the favorite part of our week, and we've just had a great couple of hours here with Lori Hayes and the Flat Broke Blues Band talking about the grind of being a successful musician. And Dennis, we got some folks right here that are doing the same thing, and I'd like to buy some stock into their future.
Amen, right?
Man, take it away and talk about the other talents this young
more
lady
so
has.
More so than NVIDIA, I'm telling you what. So you have a lot of stuff going on. How long have you been here, by the way?
We've been here now for 4 weeks almost,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going back?
We're going back on Monday,
For 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks. And then we'll be back all summer, all June, July, August for shows.
Okay, so are you in the recording process right now then as well? Okay.
Yeah.
What's your time frame to release that music?
So we're hoping to have the album done for summer so we can sell CDs and also the people that have backed the Kickstarter being able to give them the CDs. Vinyl takes a little longer. It takes about 3 months.
Mm.
So maybe middle of summer we'll have them or something.
Beautiful.
And then, but then we're actually releasing one song a month on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Okay. So on the 7th of every month, there's going to be a new song.
Remind us of that, please.
Yes.
Seriously.
Definitely.
Yes. Even
definitely.
Todd or something.
I love that. Yeah. But then when you see like, oh, it's the 7th today. Oh, 7,000 Apart is releasing a new song today. Got to check that out.
I got it.
That's it.
Okay.
So, how do we plug into your music to get these notifications?
Yes. So the best way is to go to our website, 7000apart.com. All of our social media is linked there. The Kickstarter is linked right at the top there. You can join our mailing list. That's a good way to stay in touch.
See, we always mail out shows when, and
yep.
all that too.
And
yeah.
then
I've subscribed, by the way. I don't know if you knew
that. Good for you. You've been getting bombed this month with all the Kickstarter
Every time
news.
I see something come from you guys, I feel warm joy in my heart.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad we haven't annoyed you yet.
Sincerely.
That's good.
Tell us about Snow White.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, of course. So, I'm the Swedish voice of Snow White, which is something I never thought I would be able to say. It's been a dream of mine since I was little, because I've been voice acting since I was 10 years old. So,
wow.
It's been something that's been a part of my life, and I love it almost as much as I love playing music with John, but not really.
John seems nice.
Yeah, I prefer
I'm
him
okay.
still.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if I couldn't do that, I would love to do voice acting full time. That would be amazing.
How did it happen?
Tell me about that. So in the movie Snow White,
yes,
it's you. If we go see it in the theater, it's you.
If you hear it in Swedish, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I've always thought that'd be a great gig. Do you like just watch the video and, mm-hmm. and go along with it?
Yeah, so you have one screen with the what's happening on the movie and then one screen with the script. And then you just try to time it and you try to make sure the lips don't look too weird. Because,
right.
I mean, it is a different language.
Mm-hmm.
We have different amounts of syllables of things. And so,
the other characters are right next to you.
No,
or you just do it.
You never get to meet your castmates, which is
really?
Kind of sad. Yeah.
Okay, there are some people in America, like for Family Guy and all these. Uh-huh. They've made great careers out there.
Amazing. I mean, it's obviously a much, much, much smaller industry in Sweden, especially also compared to other countries, because we only dub and voice over
for kids
things for kids.
Okay.
So in other countries, they do it for everything, but we only do it for
children.
Okay,
give us a couple of lines that you'd say in the movie.
I can sing a little bit if you
want.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Jag lever med inte dem. Det finns hopp den ger mig. När bara himlen ser mig. Vid brunnen önskar jag så stilla.
Okay, I can translate for you. I used to live in a dome.
And then
listen to country music, and you'll find me on the CMAs next week. Back to you, Bob.
I just want
to
say the Family Guy would do that and the Seven Dwarfs. He does all the voices.
How did you fall into this, by the way? How did that happen?
I
you have experience, so your name's been out there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they only cast celebrities for these kind of things because they want to push it. But because it's been a PR nightmare, this movie, they didn't care, I guess, this time. And so they asked me to come in
and
do a voice.
Short, right?
Wow. That's
to do a
it's
voice
also
test.
Because I think she's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. For this, it was really the new songs in the movie just fit me so incredibly well. It's right in that, like, the belt mix high notes that I'm good at. And so I did a voice test in December, and then I had to wait a grueling, 4 weeks. And then I found out I got it, and it was great. And
awesome.
It was the same day that we did the photo shoot for our album.
What a day.
Yeah,
wow.
So it was a good day all
You'll
around.
You'll never forget that.
No.
Heist, Pop, and Pearly Music Series 7,000 Apart. Ready to hear some more?
Yeah, let's
Here
do our next single.
Here we go.
This is coming out on Monday, so you get a little preview.
Oh, fantastic.
Tripping on words like it's a tightrope. Running in circles, I'm gonna explode. Kept on a launch line, my head's spinning. Tiptoe around, it's not a fair game. It's my understanding that I'm insane. Driving me wild, why would you ask this of me? Well, I'm done fooling around, so done. I found one, lay the curtain fall, cause I'm ready for it all. You're up to date, I'm up to date. What I've had in my head is an illusion. I'm waking up from my delusion. Told myself I wanted you in that way. Torturing myself into a locked cage. It's time that I break out to the main stage. Follow my lead, let's walk out to the spotlight. Well, I'm done fooling around, so done.
pull that up on a Friday morning?
If only she had a voice.
Jeepers. For the love of Pete Moss.
Good morning.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Skills on loan from God.
If both you're like you. That at 8:28 in the morning, what are you like at 8:28 at night in front of a full crowd? Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having
us. Channel 5.
Thank you for having
Keep it going. We start a quick break. Back after this.